Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns page 31 of the dossier on Demetrius.
At 3:30 that morning, not so long ago, Margaret Ridgway was kidnapped by Demetrius outside the Red Feathers Club in Soho. At 4:00, we knew she was in his hands. At 4:30, I heard from Digby Mitchell that Peter Ridgway had gone back to that house near the West India Dock Road to wait for Demetrius, knowing what must happen with his sister in Demetrius's hands, but not knowing he was walking straight into a trap. Because at 4:45, 2 hours before the dawn, with the fog hanging heavy over the docks and the narrow street.
I'd hate you to overrate your own importance, Ridgway, but this is quite a satisfying moment in my life. All right, Jotty, untie him. Remove the gag. Let him talk.
So you got here first.
Yes, we got here first.
What did you do to my sister?
Fortunately for her, she turned out to be an unnecessary encumbrance. Of course, we can't let her go now. She'll have to be dispensed with eventually, but you'll be pleased to hear that we weren't obliged to hand her over to Yachty.
Where is she?
Oh, my dear fellow.
Why not? If I'm to go the same way as Hank Godofsky and Carl Scammell and the rest, why not indulge your vanity? You must be dying to tell me how well you organize your affairs. Where is she?
If only people would realize I'm impregnable because I have no vanity and I take absolutely no chances.
Impregnable be hanged. You're a butcher in German Street clothes. There are one or two people closer to you than you think.
Hold his head still, would you, Yachty? That's right.
Oh!
Competent criticism I am always prepared to listen to, Ridgway. But never impertinence.
Would you mind telling me something?
Within reasonable limits.
Why is it so important for you to get me out of the way when plenty of people know as much about you as I do?
Surely you know.
I'm asking, aren't I?
Well, if you don't know already, it would be unwise to tell you.
Are we waiting for anything in particular, or do you generally go through this performance before knocking your victims off?
I prefer to settle with you away from this house, Ridgway. Our car will be returning at any moment. We're taking you down the river. The tide's on the ebb, and you'll be pleased to know that your remains will be carried out to sea. Is that the car now, Yachty?
Yeah. We tie him up?
No, just turn him round. A little further. That's about right. Yes. It'd be so much easier to get down to the car unconscious. Well, come along, Yachty. You surely don't expect me to help you, do you? If you can't carry him yourself, get one of your pearls up there.
Yes, I go for there for.
Oh, sometimes, Jotty, I think you'll never learn.
Just a minute, Bonnie. We might as well take it quietly. And Peter will naturally be waiting in the dark. And I'd hate him to take a shot at us for Demetrius. Peter! I say, Peter! I don't hear anything, Bonnie. Peter! Peter! I don't like this much. Give me the key. I'll get set, Bonnie. The door wasn't locked. Get ready to duck when I switch the light on. Oh, good Lord, we're too late. Look at that. Chair overturned, carpet pulled about. Look here. Blood on the floor. Still wet. Give me the phone, Bonnie. This time we'll have to come into the open. I'm going to get hold of Gregory Keene.
Did I ever get any sleep?
Yes.
Is that you, Keene? Is Digby Mitchell here?
Oh, yes, Mitchell.
You were right away, Suck. We didn't get back here in time. They've grabbed Ridgeway.
Oh, good Lord. How could the man have been such a fool? They must have been waiting for him.
There's no help now. What the devil are we going to do?
Where are you?
Where Ridgeway and I have been hiding, of course. 5 Beadle Lane off the West India Dock Road.
Why couldn't you fellows have come into the open before?
It's too late to cry about it. Demetrius scored a direct hit when he grabbed Margaret Ridgeway. Do you think we wanted Peter to come back here? We couldn't stop him.
Look here, Mitchell. Get off the phone and I'll be with you in half an hour. I'll bring some yard chaps. They might have left traces of some sort.
I'll be waiting for you. And for Pete's sake, Keene, step on it. Ridgeway might still be alive somewhere.
I'll see you in 30 minutes. Ridgeway might still be alive somewhere. That I very much doubt.
Well, where are we exactly? Quarter of a mile from Nothing's Tents. Yes, this will do very well. He's still unconscious, is he?
Yeah.
So much the better. Yachty, you there, Werfel? Drag him out of the car and over to the parapet. I want him to drop straight down into the river.
Yeah, he drops straight down.
Well, hurry up. All right, this will do here. Can you lift him up onto the edge here?
No, they can't. Here's one for you.
Hold him. Hold him, can't you? Yachty, throw your knife, you fool.
Never miss it.
Straight over the parapet into the river with a knife in his back. Good work, Yachty. Any sign of him down there? No. No sign whatever. Goodbye, Ridgeway. Now at last we can go ahead and get what we came for. Goodbye, Ridgeway.
Before dawn this morning, you finally managed to kill Peter Ridgeway.
Oh, Hedy, my dear, let's give Yachty full credit. In the fog at 15 paces, with Ridgeway running, he really throws those paratroop knives of his brilliantly. He should be in a circus.
I don't want to hear about it. What are you going to do with Margaret Ridgeway?
What can I do? She's out at the sanatorium now. Rudolph Buchman is looking after her, but we obviously can't set her free.
Sometimes I think it gives you pleasure.
Pleasure? I am the slave of necessity.
But you do not need her. She has done nothing to you. Yet you will do away with her without giving it a thought.
Why should you concern yourself with Margaret Ridgeway?
Oh, every day I grow more afraid. Every hour I spend with Gregory Keene, I become more certain that we will never succeed. And it is because you are too ready to set Yachty at work. None of them was really necessary, not one. We have to listen to that piano.
Do something about it, Mazzotti.
So, every day you grow more afraid, do you, Hedy?
Keene knows that somehow, in some way, Mazzotti is connected with you. He's watched every day. They know Yachty works for you. When will it be Rudolph Bookman's turn, and then mine? Look at us. I have to leave the club here. This is the last time I can come near it, because Keene says I must leave. Today I can return just once to collect what belongs to me in my dressing room. My telephone is tapped. Mazzotti's telephone is tapped. I'm followed. Tonight when I see Keene, he will ask why did I come back to the Red Feathers. If I make one mistake, one small mistake, if I slip just once, what then?
But you won't make that mistake, will you, Hedy?
Now that I can't come here or use my telephone, how will I know what is happening? Or pass on to you what I learned from Gregory Keene?
No, there's always a way. You will have an admirer who comes to hear you sing at your next nightclub. And what's to prevent you going to Rubinstein to admire the paintings or the antiques in the Rubinstein galleries?
Rubinstein?
Yes, Rubinstein. In a week we'll be gone from here, and in a month we'll have disappeared forever. You should be congratulating yourself, my dear. They tell me life can be very pleasant in those Central American republics with £1,000,000 to make it so.
I wonder, will we ever get there?
I shall, Hedy. I would prefer to have you with me. But if I have to go alone, I shall. Do you understand, Hedy? I will get there. And nothing will stop me. Not even you.
Well, there you are, Mitchell. What could you expect? People like Demetrius and his chaps don't leave traces behind them. And I wouldn't give you a bent threepenny bit for Peter Ridgway's chances of being alive now.
You've made a pretty thorough mess of this affair, Keane.
Do you think I have to be told?
No, I don't suppose you do. Well, where in the name of fortune do we go now?
Get back to the embankment, I think. Hello?
It's you, Major.
Oh, yes. Oh, Lighterman, eh? Yes, yes, I expected it sooner or later. Right.
What is it, Keane?
They've found something in the river. Quarter of a mile or so down from Wapping Steps.
Peter Ridgway?
Yeah. Peter Ridgway. In the whole affair of Demetrius, that moment was the worst. We'd been beaten to Peter Ridgway, and his sister, for all we knew, had gone the same way. What was our next move? Well, we needn't have worried, because Demetrius made our next move for us, and we came one step nearer the end.
Gregory Keane leads Demetrius astray in the next chapter of this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.